And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Basket Buds edition of the Athletic NBA Show podcast here on the Athletic Podcast Network. I'm your host, Zach Harper. We got Jake King. We got Josh Huestis back from who knows where he was, somewhere on a mountain. In Montana. Maybe he was in Wyoming. Do you have beef with Wyoming as a Montanan?
You know what's funny? We do. There's every year, and it's been going on. I think it's like the 80th year. There's a game, a high school basketball game, the Montana-Wyoming basketball game, where the best seniors from Montana play the best seniors from Wyoming.
Wow. That must
be going. It's been going for decades. You would be so James Johnson, alumni.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's
anyone else? It's just super, James Johnson.
There's James Johnson. There's me.
You know, Mario Chalmers it's once flew over Montana.
Deal. It's a
you guys make Larry Nance Jr. come back and just yo, we gotta get in this game. We got a fun show for you today after a long Thanksgiving
he said
weekend.
James Johnson alone, like that was supposed to be incredible.
And just and hoping
more than people think
for nobody else. Yeah,
that is, no, you should just take it at face value for what it is.
It's more than I thought would be there. For sure.
There you go. That's exactly what I was going for. I wasn't here to blow you away with a roster full of just legendary basketball players. I was just here to give a little context to the Montana-Wyoming basketball game.
You didn't go with Kobe Carl? Adam Morrison?
I mean, I don't know if they had... Morrison didn't play high school in Montana.
Mm.
I don't know if Kobe did either. No, he had moved to Washington by then.
Gotcha. Ah, the big city. Yeah.
Larry Krystkowiak, there's another one.
Oh, Larry Krystkowiak. He was, you know, he had a long career.
Larry Krystkowiak, Phil Coach. Jackson. Montana.
Yeah, Phil Jackson's from Montana. Okay.
Yep. Well, I Googled the list of best basketball players from Montana, and you're pretty high up there.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah. Congrats.
none of that exchange was sincere between the
it's
two
true.
Of you.
He's high up there. I mean, I'm not on any list of
our weekly segment of who's from Montana. Right here on The Athletic. Make sure you subscribe to The Athletic. Oh my God, do we have a deal for you right now? How about $1 a month for 12 months when you go to theathletic.com/NBA show? That's right. The best coverage of sports on the internet for $1 a month for 12 months. That's NBA.com. That's theathletic.com/NBA show to get that deal. Also, make sure you sign up for The Bounce. It's free. No matter whether you subscribe to The Athletic or not, thebounce.com. No, that's not it. Man, I'm tired. 5 days in Palm Springs will get you guys. That is, I am brain dead right now. You want to go to theathletic.com/thebounce and you get that newsletter for free. All right, guys, we have a lot to go over. First and foremost, I just want to, all right, the Pop thing. I know it's late. It just happened Wednesday night. Greg Popovich getting on the mic. Here's what I cannot believe. Okay, and I'm going off script here. This is not the rundown, but we got to get it in. How is that not a technical foul for a coach to get on the PA mic and tell fans to stop?
Nobody's ever seen it before.
Boom.
Nobody's ever seen it before.
That's not a technical foul? You telling me if Chris Paul got on the mic, they wouldn't give him a tech? I mean, we don't.
Are we really comparing Chris Paul to Pop in San Antonio?
Look, David Robinson could get it. Like, you can't just get on the mic in the middle of a game during game action. That's crazy to me. And it was one of the, I love Pop. I will ride with him forever, except on this. That was one of the corniest fucking things I've ever seen.
It honestly redeemed Four Brothers for me. Four Brothers has always been one of my favorite movies. But the scene when Bobby Mercer just halts play and gets in the middle of the court and starts addressing the crowd, I always thought that was unrealistic.
What is the difference, though? What did Bobby Mercer have that Pop supposedly. Yeah, hopefully didn't happen.
A lot of street cred. They both have.
Yeah, I think one thing that Bobby Mercer had gave him instant street cred.
The one thing that we're not really mentioning here.
Like anybody could stop a game if they had that.
Still more believable than the movie Just Right, where Bobby Simmons is on the East All-Star team and Rashard Lewis is running point for the East. All right, let's.
Rashard Lewis was the truth, though.
Yeah, but not a point guard. Let's get to a fun extended segment of Cyber Monday Buy or Sell. That's right. It's time for capitalism in this country, folks. We are post-Thanksgiving. We are currently in deals upon deals. Go get a car. Go get a mixer. Go get, I don't know, like those cotton swabs from some giant website that ships everything. Get it all. Cyber Monday, it's all available for you. And so we are doing a Cyber Monday edition of Buy or Sell. And so, guys, I'm going to give you a team. We have six teams in the top six in net rating. You have to sell one of these teams as not belonging, and you have to buy one of these teams as belonging. So here are your top six in net rating. The Boston Celtics are number one. The Oklahoma City Thunder are number two. The Philadelphia 76ers are number three, Minnesota Timberwolves number four, Orlando Magic number five, and the Houston Rockets are number six. And so, Jay, I know one of these teams is very near and dear to your heart. So, Josh, I'll start with you. Buy or sell one of these teams. Buy one of these teams in the top six that you're just like, I believe in them 100%.
Right. Buying the Celtics.
Okay.
Buying the Celtics. It's the easy answer, I feel like. Eighth in points per game, fourth in opponent points per game. And the East is way harder than I thought it would be.
Really?
I think so. Like too. When you include the Pacers, the Magic, the Hawks.
I did that preseason.
The Knicks are not a joke.
Like, no, Knicks are good. Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's a much harder conference than I expected it to be. Mm. And I do believe that the Celtics doing it against those tough opponents. I mean, I think they've got it. I think they're the real deal. I've been saying it since the beginning of the year. I think they won the trade. I feel like they made a great team. So I'm buying Celtics on this one.
Jay, who's the team you're buying?
I'm buying the Celtics too. They're the most complete team in the East. If they don't win, it's a failure by everybody. If they don't win the East, it's a failure. And Milwaukee's great. Philadelphia, better than I expected. There's a lot of good teams behind them, but they're top six. They're top six. If they're healthy, just two-way is unmatched in the Eastern Conference.
Hold on, guys. My allergies are crazy. Real quick. Hold on. I just have culture to clear my allergies.
Here we go. Yeah.
I'm forgetting somebody, okay?
They're not the best team in Florida. I thought we talked about that.
Well, that's who I'm buying. I'm buying the Orlando Magic. I tried to tell you guys that the Magic were coming for the five seed. I apologize. I undersold them. This team's good. They're like legitimately a great defensive team. They bully everybody. They hawk everybody. Like,
they are. Yep.
They take you out of your comfort zone. And the way that, you know, they're on a 7-game win streak. They're tied with Phoenix for the longest win streak currently right now. And they're just like, they're just battering everybody. Paolo's incredible. Franz Wagner's incredible. They're getting like great play out of people like Cole Anthony. Jalen Suggs is making shots.
Mo Wagner's balling.
Mo's got to be the most annoying person to play against in the entire league, right?
It's his face, right? And I'm not trying to be mean. He just has a weird, when he gets excited, his face contorts in a weird way.
But he takes charges. He screams at you. After an and one, like he'll Duncan, flex in your mug. He's just as annoying gets. And he's not really good enough to be doing all that stuff. But he's only as good as he is because he's crazy. He's a crazy man.
Wasn't he like the number one prospect in the movie Hustle?
That was Wancho. He was.
Wancho was a no name guy trying to make his way through there. I mean, Anthony Edwards, he was the number one like European prospect in the movie. You know, good movie for the first 45 minutes. Then the influencers came. Terrible. I don't need to see Lethal Shooter getting it. I don't need to see The Professor. Like, I don't need to see any of that stuff. All right. Like, which is a terrible turn of that movie. All right. For me, it's the Magic. Like, and I know, like, yeah, Boston's obviously the best team in the East right now, but I genuinely think the Magic will be there all year. Like, they're
so
really,
big
really
and
good.
Physical. And having Franz Wagner and Paolo just the size and strength of those guys
right? Like, he's big.
It's the versatility. They're big. They're huge. Versatile.
Yeah. And then Suggs is just like out there just losing his mind over steals 30 seconds into a game. I love
He cares
too
much.
They
still cares way basketball. He cares way too much. He's got to calm down a little bit.
No.
He's gonna have
how can you be
attack.
Around Mo Wagner and care any less than that?
That's a great point. All right, let's sell one of these teams in the top six. Again, the Celtics, the Thunder, the Sixers, the Wolves, the Magic, and the Rockets. Jay, sell one of those teams.
It hurts.
You
got to
do
so
it
so bad.
You got to do it.
There is no choice but to sell the Rockets.
Wow.
They do not belong on this list. Their defense is for real.
Rockets fans, I want you to know it took a full year for Jay to give up on the Sacramento Kings. It took about a month for him to give up on the Rockets.
I'm not giving up on them. They're still
going to be a decent
basketball team, but belonging on the top six, absolutely not. They're not this good. Their offense isn't good enough. They don't have enough scoring, enough shooting, any of it. And that's going to catch up to them in the long run. But they're good. They're not this good.
Yeah, they haven't figured it out on the road yet, right? I think they're 0-5. Like, they're 8-1 at home? 0-5 on the road? And I don't think it's going to hold on the road where they're winless. But they just, like, that's the sign of a young team trying to win. It's like, okay, home crowd, we're juice. We're here to play. Road crowd, and it's not like they've been getting destroyed on the road. It's just there's finding that momentum, finding those extra things to do to win, just hasn't been there yet. Josh, who are you selling from this list?
I'm selling OKC.
Wow.
Not that I think they're not a good team. I just think that right now they're settled down. Shooting 40% from three right now. I don't think that's sustainable. They're shooting just under 50% from the field. I just don't think that that's a sustainable pace.
Yeah, their offense has been insane.
Long term. Yeah. Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, no matter how you look at it, like 40% as a team from three is just absurd.
Are they 50, 40, 90 as a team? Or the free throw's not there, right?
I don't think free throws are there.
There's no way free throws are there.
No, but I mean, right, they're at 49.8% field goal as a team, which is
that's crazy. Yeah, that's
it's absurd. Which is just not sustainable. Like, do I think that they're a great offense? Yeah, of course. But I think in terms of like really looking at the numbers, top six, I don't know.
Yeah. It feels like they're around 85% from the free throw line. I said feels like because she put that in the chat.
Which is, are they then, if they continue this for the season, are they the best shooting, the best offensive efficiency team ever?
No, apparently the Pacers will still blow that out of the water.
The Pacers games are insane to watch.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I mean, it's like 140 to 137 every game. It's every single game. Incredible. Yeah. I'm going to sell the Sixers. I don't think the Sixers are this good. Wow. I think they're good. I just don't think they're this good. I think there's, you know, Tyrese Maxey came back down to earth a little bit this week. I think he'll end up being somewhere in between. Is Tobias Harris going to be this good all season? Are they going to make a move? I think this is a really good team, but I also think like they'll be in that 4-6 range by the end of the year in terms of like seeding in the East. And that's not a top six net rating most likely. But yeah, I'm going to say the Sixers. And it's just like, I mean, I think we should all hold the Sixers to this. For some reason, now that James Harden's gone, we're just like, oh, what a feel-good story. But like, they suck in the playoffs every year. We should not believe in them for anything until they get to the conference finals. Or at least don't like flame out.
But is this
a
team that should get to the conference finals?
You have the MVP.
And that's your point. That's why you're selling
them. Yeah, exactly. Like, get out of here.
I'm kind of with you.
I want to believe in Joel Embiid's team so bad. I love Joel Embiid. He is such a troll. He's so good. But the playoffs come around, and it's just not good every damn year.
And I don't think this is a team built for the playoffs either.
Yeah, I don't know if they're – I don't know. Like, all right, let's go.
Their offense without Maxey is just despicable.
It's bad. It's really bad. All right, let's go to our next Cyber Monday buy or sell. The Bucks defense has taken them out of contender status. They are 22nd overall in defensive rating. Jay, you buy or sell that notion?
I'm selling it. Their defense has started to climb back up a little bit after they went back to like the old style with Brook Lopez in the paint, and they're not fantastic since they did that, but they're like above average. And I think that's all this team is going to need to be a contender, because that offense at the end of the day, once Middleton gets a little healthier, once Damian Lillard and Giannis really figure each other out, it's just going to be so tough to stop both of those guys at once while dealing with Middleton, while dealing with Lopez. Yeah. So they don't need to be a great, they just have to have like a passable defense. Maybe at the end of the day, they don't have enough wing defense and perimeter defense to win a title, but I think they'll be in the mix. And, you know, as much as you're going to score on Beauchamp sometimes, as much as you're going to, you know, drive by Middleton sometimes,
Beauchamp,
they have Dame at the other end, and he's going to score a ton. And Josh Giannis is going to trample over you. And to me, it's a different formula than they've had, though. They're definitely not going to be the same defensive team that they have been the last however many years.
Josh, are you buying or selling them as a contender?
I'm selling that the defense is keeping them out of contention. I mean, as when they won the championship a couple years ago, their defensive rating was 111.4. Mm-hmm. They're at 115 right now. It's not like it's absurdly different, right? It's like 3 points. But they're scoring a lot more this year than they did as champs. They're shooting the ball better this year than they did as champs. I just don't think that the defense is just so far gone that it keeps them out of contention. So I'm selling that. I think that they, like Jay said, they're getting better. It's a long season. I think that they just kind of figuring out their identity defensively. So selling that. I think they still got a shot.
New coaching staff too, and new
for
teaching,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah, there might be a new one in season.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, it's fun to overreact to arguments between coaches and players. Come on. I'm also going to sell it because I had them number one in the power rankings last week, and you can't be number one in the power rankings.
And that would be the most hypocritical thing ever.
It would have been. You know me. I'm never a hypocrite. All right, buy or sell. The Bulls need to blow it up now. We're all buying this, right? We don't need to come like for this. I'm selling.
Oh, what? I'm selling.
Explain this.
They should have blown this up before they even dreamed of it.
Okay. All right.
Someone should have looked in that front office. They should have been revolting. The moment they brought up this idea of teaming together, Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Nikola Vucevic, and Lonzo Ball. To be fair, they had very bad luck with Lonzo Ball. His injury hurt them a lot. They were never going to be good enough. This was always going to be a failed idea. They've gotten worse and worse. They clearly hate playing with each other. This is so far past salvageable. They should not have done it in the first place, though. So I'm selling that now is the time to blow it up. They should have blown this up so many times before. They should have never done it in the first place.
First
the
round
fact
picks
that they did was a fireable offense, Vooch, even though he was a new GM at the time. Just so bad. Everybody knew this was coming. The whole world knew this was going to be how it ended up.
I think Josh, like the concerning thing is I think it was Casey Johnson wrote about this the other day where it was like, well, preseason, they had the front office had optimism about this group. I'm like, how? What have you been watching?
Do you remember the quotes after they kept everybody at the trade deadline?
Yeah.
It was like, we believe in this vision. Like, okay, pal.
Based on what? It just doesn't make sense. Yeah, we're all buying. Well, Jay's selling it, but we're buying.
We're all on the same page.
And she liked to cut that to where all the explanation from Jay. Just he's saying I'm selling, and then we'll just move on. We'll make everyone think that he believes in the Bulls.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Buy or sell. Over the weekend, Victor Wembanyama wore a jersey that had his name misspelled Wembanyana. Here's Victor's reaction. I don't know if somebody got fired, but the Spurs did their job checking on my name. I don't know. It's a real shame. Josh, buy or sell this being a real shame.
Sell 1,000% of the time. Like, I don't know if it's a language barrier, not understanding exactly what he's saying, calling it a real shame. Like, it happens, man. It happens. Yeah. People screw up. People, the person that's in the back room sewing the names on the jersey, like, do you think that they are, they might not even be a Spurs fan.
They might not just be a basketball they might fan. Not, they might just not, be good at sewing.
They, yeah. Exactly. Who cares? And like
he spent too much time around Pop.
An N looks enough like an M that like when it's getting hung up by equipment managers, whatever. It's a long ass name, man. Like,
yeah, you know what? Wemby like, on the back. Petition have Wemby on the back of your jersey.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, move on. Next play. It's done. It was not personal.
Yeah.
Like, you clearly everybody's obsessed with you, Wemby.
Well,
there's no reason to get fired up about somebody.
You're 19 years old, man. Just laugh.
So. Right. As soon as he mentioned, I don't know if somebody got fired. That's crazy. Can you imagine if somebody got fired for that?
Look, he has a great grasp of the English language. I still have to believe there's like a lost in translation element.
That's what I'm saying. Quote, the real right? shame, 100%. He doesn't know. I didn't exactly see the video of the quote. Saying.
I wish I tried to find the video of the quote. But couldn't. Was he asked if someone was getting fired over it? Because bringing up the fact that he's not sure whether someone got fired over it was
a
good
thing. You know what? If someone was like
they might have asked him about that.
Yeah, I would hope so. Actually, we're all selling this as a real shame.
Yeah, it's, for sure.
You know what? I'm gonna buy it because he had 6 steals and 4 blocks in a game against the Nuggets.
Spell the man's name right. 10 stocks, spell his name right.
Yeah, exactly. 10 stocks, you got to spell his name right. This is a real shame. And I'll just say it. It's an international travesty. That's what we're all thinking. Okay? Mm-hmm. Jay, I already know what you're... Jay's selling this more than Josh did. Jay hates this.
Jay was real fired up in the group chat about this.
Oh, the group chat was real messed up.
I'm selling it. Chet would never care if they misspelled.
Oh, here we go.
That's true. All he would do is tweet out in public to the NBA, I had more blocks than this.
I'm just saying. Last week I said I don't want to compare Chet and Wemby. This week I'm bringing Chet into the chat for no reason. I am a hypocrite, unlike Zach.
All right, buy or sell number 5. Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid combined for 63 points, 19 rebounds, and 12 assists against the Thunder on Saturday. Are you buying that this is the best duo in process Sixers history, Jay?
No.
Okay. That's it? It's going to be 10 minutes of this?
Ben Simmons. People forget
1,000% Ben Simmons.
People forget how good Ben Simmons was because the last however many years have gone poorly.
Yep.
Ben Simmons, when he was young and he was just incredible in transition, he made Marco Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova look like they were transition threats. Ben Simmons was first team all defense.
I forgot Bellinelli was on that team.
He grabbed a ton of rebounds. He was a transition offense unto himself.
No wonder Korkmaz was asking for trades.
I'm just saying, Ben Simmons is history will be unkind to Ben Simmons, but young Ben Simmons was incredible.
He's a monster, yeah. Josh, buying or selling?
Selling, again. Embiid and Ben Simmons, for sure. No question.
Also, Jimmy Butler. Like, Butler.
That's the right answer.
Jimmy Butler.
You think that's the right answer? You think that's a better answer than really?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because that's so, the only time they were four bounces away from going to overtime in game 7.
Okay. I'm looking at, so like I pulled it, like Embiid and Simmons together. Embiid averaged 25, 12, and 3 assists. Mm-hmm. And Simmons, when they were playing together, averaged 15, 8, and 8.
Yeah.
As a duo. Absurd.
Ben Simmons, before the whole like short circuiting, back injury, all that stuff, he was on pace for, like, if he didn't get any better for 10 years and just put up the same stats every year, he was on pace to finish his career with, I think, what are the numbers? It was like 16,000 points, 8,000 rebounds, 8,000 assists. Only LeBron and Jason Kidd have done that.
Ridiculous.
Like, yeah, that's the pace he was on. Like, he was really good, but Jimmy Butler's better.
So that's a sell.
And it's always better. Sure. Yeah, it's a sell for me, too.
It's funny I went to Ben Simmons first because Jimmy Butler has to be the answer here. But I just don't associate him. It was such a short tenure there.
Yeah.
I don't even, he didn't even come to my mind.
Yeah. He's also the third best Timberwolf in franchise history.
Is he third?
Yeah. Third. It's KG and it's Ant.
KG. No, Kevin Love. You're out of your mind.
They didn't really win with him.
They didn't really win with Jimmy Butler.
They made the playoffs for the first time since 2004. And they were the four seed before he got hurt.
Go KG, Kevin Love, Ant.
No, Kevin Love. Look,
Wally Zerbiak.
Wally.
Freewell.
Where does Radoslav Nesterovich?
He's like top rank. 5 in games played for them at all times, so he's up there.
Nikola Pekovic.
Oh, Peck, that's my guy, man.
Peck.
Oh.
Peck was a bad
Peck's
man.
The number one Timberwolf of all time, man.
I've
that's
seen
my
one
guy.
Player muscle Steven Adams in my career, and it was him. That's the only player I've ever seen out-muscle Steven Adams.
My favorite moment.
So do you guys needle Steven Adams when that happens? Or are you like, Peck's bigger than you?
No. He admitted it. He said that he admitted that Pekovic is stronger than him.
Yeah. That's
wow.
That's a strong. Who's strong? Who in recent. Shaq is probably stronger overall. But like,
Shaq was stronger,
else,
but that's.
Who else
that's
is it. Stronger?
That's it.
Then Peck? Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace, no. maybe?
Peck
no, you don't think
Wallace.
So? You don't think Ben Wallace is stronger?
No. Like maybe like weight room strength, not like real life strength.
Is Shaq the strongest player of all time?
Has to be. I'm open to like Wilt being up there too because Wilt was so fit, but he's also going against like 6'5 centers. So I don't know.
Fair point. The stories about Wilt are ridiculous, but
how many
of them are just rumors?
One of my favorite, I was at a Pacers Wolves game once and Kevin Love and Danny Granger started getting into like a little like war of the word. Like they went like forehead to forehead or whatever. And immediately, someone for the Wolves, I can't remember who it was, someone for the Wolves went over and like made sure David West was cool. And then I think it was Dante Jones on the Pacers went over to Peck and made sure he was cool. Because it was like, if those two start getting into a fight, the entire city of Minneapolis will just be rubble. After like no one could survive a David West Nikola Pekovic fight. There's just no way. But immediately, that's where they went. No one tried to break up Danny Granger and Kevin Love. They're just like, let's make sure the two Giants are...
Yeah.
Or
James Johnson throwback, best fighter in NBA history. James Johnson throwback.
And he's from either Montana or Wyoming. I'm not sure which.
We don't know yet. We just know he's in that game.
Get it clear.
We just know he's in that game. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Come on, Jay. Don't be disrespectful. They have two, okay? And we're talking to one of them. Don't do that. All right. Number 6 on the Cyber Monday buy or sell. Sam Vecenie released his rookie rankings on Friday. Buy or sell this order for the top 5. Number 1, Chet. Number 2, Wembanyama. Number 3, Derek Lively II. Number 4, Brandon Miller. Number 5, Oser Thompson. Jay, are you buying or selling that order of top five?
Thompson is third. Thompson is absolutely third.
I'm with you.
That dude is such a special defender. He's ridiculous. Averaging 1.8 blocks and 1.1 steals per game as a rookie wing is just out of control, outrageous.
Yeah.
To me, obviously his offense needs to come a long way. His shot needs to come a long way. But he can pass.
Yeah.
He's insanely athletic, mm-hmm. and he can guard anyone.
I can't remember who it was, but he dunked 19. On somebody with two hands this weekend. Like, to dunk on somebody with two hands is crazy. We don't see that a lot. It's a lot of like one hand off arm pushes.
The ball's not protected
like,
with two.
Yeah.
The ball's not protected.
You just dunked on someone with two hands.
Like, unless you're Derrick Rose and you do that.
Yeah, you just bring it way back.
he has, and Lively is very good, and he's contributing to a legitimate team, whereas Thompson is not. But Thompson just does special things. Like Lively is a legitimate big man. Thompson is just a special defender, and that separates him.
I would throw Hawkes into this top five.
Okay. Can it be my turn, please?
Yeah.
We love Hawkes.
Yeah.
This podcast loves Hawkes.
Yeah. We're
two
pro
words. Hawkes. Where's Jaime? Why is Jaime not on this list? It's ridiculous. 11 points a game, 2.5 assists, 1 steal, 50% from the field, 40% from three,
100% from culture.
100% from culture. Where is Jaime? That's it. Where's Jaime?
Yeah, I would have Thompson third, Jaime fourth, Lively fifth, Wemby one.
Jaime's 50.
You got Wemby one, huh?
Yeah, 82.4. Right.
Jaime's
now.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, he's so good.
Like, he's easily top games, five. 19 points, 42 points, 15 points, 18 points. The guy. He's doing it on a really good team.
Yeah,
he doesn't. He doesn't play enough, but who's my man in OKC? Wallace, Cason Wallace. He's good. He's legitimately
Wallace is legitimately good.
Like he's been phenomenal this season. Craig Porter Jr. You know what? He's number one. He's over Wemby.
Craig's that
he's
guy.
He's over Chet. Yeah, Craig is. Oh my God! This podcast is pro Craig Porter Jr. and pro Jaime Hawkes. Oh my God! We can't get enough of these guys.
Jaime Hawkes was like the most predictable Heat success draft pick
sure.
of all yeah. time. As soon as he dropped to the Heat, everyone was like, "Man, the Heat did it again."
Yeah. Once I heard he was going 18, I think two weeks before the draft, I sat at a bar with the most compulsive gambler I've ever heard of, I've ever known. Like, this guy was betting like top of the fifth over under runs scored while also thumbing through an actual horse race book. Like,
I know someone who bets on sumo wrestling when it's dead season for sports. So don't
introduce me, because I'm here for it. I'm a sumo expert now. And this guy,
was like, probably get an edge in sumo wrestling.
There
can't be that many people stateside
I feel like you'd be shocked.
I think you're betting worldwide, man. Like, I don't think you're just betting in the United States on sumo. And this guy was like telling me, he's like, oh yeah, the Heat promised Jaime. I know Jaime, blah, blah, blah. Like, Heat promised. I'm like, whatever, buddy. Like, just keep track of the Guardians versus Twins game right now. Like, that's all that needs to be. And then a week before, week before the draft, someone was like, oh yeah, Jaime's going 18 to the Heat. And I was like, oh shit, this guy really knows what he's talking about. And at that point, I was like, all right, Jaime is going to be a star in this league. He's just the perfect type of Heat success story from a first round. Because you think about it, like, now that Pat Riley isn't throwing two middle fingers up at the NBA, at the draft every year, like Bam, Tyler Hero, Jaime, they get some pretty good guys. It's a pretty, like, he's allowed his front office to actually like go through the draft and do some stuff. They're pretty good at it. All right, we got one more here. This isn't a buy or sell. It's straight up prediction time. We have one of the most incredible battles in futility going on tonight, right? It's the Pistons. It's the Wizards. Both these teams are terrible. Both, like, the Jordan Poole stuff is good. Like, Kevin Garnett is mad at Jordan Poole.
He's furious.
He's so
that was
mad
one of the
at
funniest
Jordan
clips
Poole.
I've ever seen.
Gilbert Arenas is mad at Jordan Poole.
You know you screwed up
when you piss off them. Bill, yes, then yeah. you know you've messed up. And on the other side of that, the Pistons have won 4 games since last season's trade deadline. Four games. They won 2 last year, they won 2 this season. They're on a 12-game losing streak. I think they're 12 games right now. I think they were, or no, 13. They were 2-1, and now they're 2-14.
Josh just put something obscene in the group chat.
That is, oh my God. I agree. This Pistons team, if they don't win tonight, I looked at their schedule. This isn't just like, oh, the Pistons are bad. Like, they legitimately won't win again in 2023 if they don't win tonight. So it's prediction time. Some podcasts will say predict the MVP, predict the champ. We're not doing that bullshit. Predict Wizards Pistons. Josh, who you got?
I gotta root for the Pistons, man. I just like, I can't find myself hoping that the Wizards win. I can't do it.
What? Tyus Jones, Kyle Kuzma, Daniel Gafford. I just Gafford.
Have me, Garnett,
Gallo,
and Gil. We just can't deal with the antics. I can't do it, man.
Come
I just
because
the Pistons, they play hard. Let's be they play
they do.
Hard.
They,
man.
Yeah,
they're
they
just not
suck.
Good. How do you not root for the team that plays hard? They're trying their best, man. Are the Wizards trying their best?
Some of the Wizards play hard.
No, they are not.
Kuz is putting up stats. You think he's not trying hard for those?
Does that mean you're playing hard? Okay, let's not.
Kuz is trying hard for those. He's trying hard for those.
Tyus Jones for is playing hard. Tyus Jones needs to go somewhere else.
Tyus Jones does not deserve this. Tyus Jones is a good basketball player.
He's a good basketball player. He's a good team dude. Concept. He's a professional. He's got like a 6-1 assist to turnover ratio.
He does not
like
deserve
he's incredible.
It.
He deserves $100 million this summer.
Every night.
Pistons are gonna win this. They are I can't call them a serious franchise because of the roster they have, the decisions they've made, the losses they've piled up. But they are not Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is having one of the most disgusting seasons in NBA history. He is disrespecting the game every single night. The stuff that he is doing, the antics that he's doing while just not trying, taking awful shots. He's been an embarrassment.
Did he drop 36 last game?
How many shots?
Good
did he
for
take?
Him,
who
man.
Cares?
Good for him.
No, a lot of people care. A lot of people care.
Put him up, man. This is the Jordan Poole I want to see. I'm not looking for wins. I'm not looking for championship quality basketball. I'm looking for Jordan Poole to put up shots. I got the Wizards tonight. I got the Wizards destroying them, and Jordan Poole going for 50 on 54 shots. 50 points on 54 shots. Destroying. You think Jordan Poole's not passing tonight?
I used to like Jordan Poole. He makes me sick now.
You and Marcus Thompson were making fun of me for not saying he was most improved like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, whatever it was. I want an apology.
At the time, I thought it was an understandable take. A couple years later, it hasn't aged particularly well. Jordan Poole, honestly, that Warriors title with Jordan Poole
it's the most impressive in history now. Yeah, it's forget any other title in NBA history.
They were dragging an anchor. They were dragging an anchor to the ring. Just incredible stuff.
Oh, shit. All right. So 2 Pistons, 1 Wizards prediction. Schlecht and Dave, you guys want to drop a prediction into the chat? We can even this thing out. I just think if you're not like, look, I have nothing against the Pistons. I just think it's funny. The idea that they wouldn't win again for 2023. That's what I'm more rooting for that than anything. I just like Schleck said they'd have 9 wins in 2023 if they can't beat the Pistons and they lose
in
out.
All of 2023.
In all of 2023, 9 wins, which makes me think
it's a tough calendar.
They had a hot January.
Tough calendar year.
That's a rough
a hot
one.
January. Yeah. If that God, Dave has the Wizards, Schleck has the Wiz. This is incredible. So it's 3-2. For here. Make sure you subscribe to The Athletic. Make sure you subscribe. I mean,
the real tank fest just happened. Patriots had the most beautiful loss in the history of the NFL. God bless them. That's all
I'm
I have
not,
to say.
I'm not interested in that at all. Go take that shit to Robert Mays. What are you doing? I'm Mac like, Jones, okay, no one cares about Mac Jones. You once called him the truth. 2 years ago, you called him the truth.
I was wrong. I was more wrong on Mac Jones than I was on Jordan Poole, which is saying
Jordan Poole and Mac Jones have to be for Jay King to admit twice in a podcast he was wrong about something. That's how bad they are. All right. Make sure you subscribe to The Athletic. $1 a month for 12 months. TheAthletic.com/NBA show for that deal. Make sure you subscribe to The Bounce. TheAthletic.com/bounce. It's free. Make sure you subscribe to this YouTube page and leave all the comments and good, you know, the thumbs up and all that bullshit. For Jay King, for Josh Jesus, I'm Zach Harper. Keep it locked on The Athletic NBA Show.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.